Welcome to the Absolute Unit Podcast. This is Joshua Jenkins again here with Brandon Lansdowne. And once again, as we like to do, we're enjoying some whiskey here on this fine evening here together as we record this. This is some West Bottoms Whiskey, West Bottoms Whiskey Company from Kansas City, Missouri. So some regional whiskey here. What would you, what's your take on this fine piece of bourbon?
Yeah, it's just that. It's a good and simple bourbon. It's got a little bit of rye in it as well, so it's a bit of a blend. It's good though. It's what you would expect from a bourbon. So it's got some sweetness to it. It's, you know, we were talking about just there being some caramel and vanilla and toffee, which are things that you expect from a bourbon, but it's got a little bit of spice to it because of the rye. So this is the first time I've tried it. I'm liking it. It's smooth. It's easy to drink.
Yeah, really good whiskey, especially for the price. I got this at, it was on sale. I can't remember what the original price, but it was $30 for this. So pretty good value, I'd say, and very enjoyable. So good stuff.
I've seen posts this week, tweets of people doing pours and sharing pictures of their whiskeys, and it's been fun to see that as guys are trying to branch out a little bit and try new things, learn to like new things, and so this would be a good one to start with if you can get your hands on it. Like I said, it's a real simple bourbon, and I don't say that as a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's just it's not gonna shock the system, and it's smooth and easy to drink. So if you can find it, give it a try.
Yeah. Well, I want to start off on this episode talking about some encouragement from Scripture in regard to a lot of what we talk about, of course, with strength training and discipline and eating right and getting strong and fit. To carry out your responsibilities before God and before your family and others. And I was thinking this week, we were reading through Proverbs 24 in family worship one day, and one of the verses stuck out to me with lots of application to this subject. And Proverbs 24:16 says, "The righteous falls seven times, but rises again." And so there's obviously a moral or spiritual intent on that passage in terms of getting up again, not giving up. You know, righteous falls seven times. You know, it doesn't mean on the eighth time he dies and doesn't get back up, but seven in the Bible is a number of completeness and wholeness. And so that verse is just telling us, look, the righteous always get up. You know, they don't stay down. Yes, they fall. Yes, they stumble. But they get back up, and through Christ, we are more than conquerors. We can overcome sin and temptation by the power of the Holy Spirit, and so we don't stay down, we don't stay defeated, but we rise again, and that comes, of course, through the death and resurrection of Jesus, who was crucified, buried, and rose again from the dead, defeating death, and so therefore, we can rise again for however many times we fall. And you know, there's a lot of good application to think about in terms of strength training and fitness. If you're a guy that's trying to lose a bunch of weight, you've been overweight, and you wanna shed some of those pounds and get fit, and or maybe you're trying to get strong. You haven't lifted and done strength training, but you feel weak and you need to get strong. And so on those journeys, wherever you're at, you know, there are times where it's a struggle, especially as you're learning those disciplines and getting those good habits of discipline. There's so many temptations and times to fall out of that discipline or not keep up with your habits and keep up with your workouts or slack on your diet and eating. And so sometimes guys get in those ruts where they have a Thanksgiving dinner and they enjoy it, and that's great. And then they just continue and they don't stop and they don't get back to eating right or get back to working out. But the biblical admonition would be, get back up again, rise again, get back to the weights, get back to your discipline at the dinner table. And it's so tempting, I think, to just give into that and to say, well, I tried and I failed. And so,
yeah, well, it's certainly easier, and that's why so many people do it. I mean, it's easier to just give in and to give up. And I think this speaks well to an attribute that we have talked about in different ways a lot, of just like, I mean, this is what it is, very much in a godly or biblical fashion, but also in a very practical fashion as it pertains to our bodies. I mean, this is what it is to build character, to to push through, to, you know, we've talked about, you know, finding the thing in you that you didn't know you had, and you know, just, and you know, that's why I jokingly say to guys and to my son, is, you know, that's why I try to make my workouts as terrible as I can. Like, I try to build workouts that I think this is too much, or that I can't, whether it's the amount of weight that I'm putting on or the amount of reps that I'm trying to put in. I mean, certainly you can go too far and you know, have the opposite effect that you want. But the point being is that, yeah, just, muscle up, push through, stay the course, be disciplined, and have good practicing discipline in your life. No matter where you are, no matter what you've done or how far, you know, you've fallen off the wagon and you think, oh man, it'd just be easier just to not get back to that stuff. And the truth is, yeah, it is easier. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can take a passage like this and know that it's part of righteous character to continue, to stay the course, to keep fighting, to keep doing hard things.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's what a righteous man does. Is he doesn't give up. He doesn't give in. Even when he stumbles, he knows the righteous thing to do is to go again.
Yeah.
And we can because of Christ.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of spiritual significance and also real practical application to these sorts of things. Even if you're a guy that maybe you're down and out because you've had an injury that's keeping you out, and you got to sit it out for a couple weeks to rehab it, that can be a hard thing to get back in the swing of it, or to feel like, well, I've got this nagging knee injury or whatever it may be, or back pain, and so I just can't work out anymore, you know. But
yeah, we even talked about that in the group this week. You know, one guy in there is talking about some injuries that he has, and my advice was, you know, to make adaptations to your workout, to do the things that you can do just to keep going, even though it's less than what you're accustomed to doing. You're not going as hard as you want. You're still going. Hmm. And there's a lot of value in that. And, you know, my advice was certainly to within the group and to you guys that are listening is like, you know, yeah, it's important to listen to your body, and, you know, you don't want to push it too far and cause that to lead to a greater injury that's going to put you out of commission even further. And so there's wisdom in that for sure. But to just throw in the towel because it's easier shouldn't be an option for us.
Yeah. The whole thing of what we like to talk about a lot is just embracing the suffering and the hardship and the suck. And
embrace the suck, yeah.
There's great benefit from that. You know, one of the other verses there in Proverbs 24 says that, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is weak. And so there we learn something about what strength is. It's made for the day of adversity, when things are hard.
Yeah.
And that's one reason we need to be strong, both spiritually and physically, is there are tough days that we're going to have to face in different ways. And if we faint in that day, if we fall back in that day, that means our strength is weak. And if we find ourselves having fainted on the day of adversity, well, what does the righteous man do? Does he just, well, faint and die, and he gets back up again? He keeps getting back up. And so be encouraged by that, and find strength to get back up again and keep doing the hard things, keep embracing life, you know, as God's called us to live it as men.
Yeah,
so, certainly. You know, and the other thing, too, I was thinking about is all throughout the Bible, you have these, we could call it metaphors of strength, where the Bible tells us, you know, to be strong in various ways. And of course, there's like we've said, the spiritual aspect of having spiritual strength in God to face temptations and enemies and trials in life. And that's obviously critical and foundational. But the metaphor of spiritual strength doesn't make any sense if there's nothing for that metaphor to be based off.
Yeah.
The fact is, the spiritual metaphor of strength is based upon the reality of physical strength.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we can't make that metaphor, that imagery, unless there is something in creation, the way God's made us, to base that off of. And so, yeah, those things are about, because that's one of the criticisms a lot with this kind of talk, is the guy's like, well, that's spiritual strength. That's strength in God, strength in Christ. Yes, it is. But it's a metaphor based off of an observable thing and the way we're created to be as men. And so, therefore, our physical strength and discipline is very, very important to make those spiritual metaphorical strength make sense. So,
yeah, I agree 100%.
Well, speaking of strength, since the last time we had an episode recorded, during the time, it's been a few weeks, the famous Liver King, I'm sure everyone who's listening to this knows who that is, but just in case, could you tell us basically who is the Liver King guy?
Liver King.
And then what happened to him in the last few weeks?
He's a guy that kind of showed up out of nowhere over the last probably year and a half, maybe 2 years. And I don't know how old he is, but we'll just say he's an older guy, probably somewhere on either side of 40 for sure. But I don't know. And the dude is just jacked.
Some people are going to be offended that you said that it's old.
Well, I'm 42.
But you're 42. So,
I don't feel old, but, I'll get around to my point in pointing out his age. But the guy's jacked. I mean, like, incredibly jacked. Dude just looks like a beast. And he's got a personality big enough to match his physical size, and he's all about the primal, all about the ancestral living and the nine I think it's nine ancestral tenets of, and I don't know what they all are. I know what a few of them are. We're gonna talk about one of them maybe a little bit later, but his big thing was. He's all pure, man. He's not using any gear. He's not taking any PEDs or anything like that. Never has, never will. And I think anybody who was paying attention knew that the guy had to be on something.
Because he was saying, look, this primal lifestyle of eating
just eat liver,
and all kinds of organ meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And being in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can look like me doing that.
Yeah, you gotta buy my $1,000 supplements as well. So personality bigger than life, and lo and behold, it comes out that he is in fact on some stuff. He's got some gear on board, and so
it was an email gate.
It was an email gate, and he was on a substantial amount.
It was like. Over $10,000 a month?
I can't remember. It was thousands of dollars a month. I know that. And, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I wasn't at all surprised. It was, pretty much exactly what I expected. And, certain people have been shocked by it. And I can't imagine why. It seems pretty obvious. We talked about it a little bit before we started recording. There's just this desire to put off the image that you're all natty, that it's all natural. It's just hard work and determination, which I think, just points to the fact that people's pride, like we want to be seen as just like, yeah, I did this.
Yeah.
Rather than putting gear on. He was on it, and he got busted, and there was no denying it. He didn't deny it. He put out an apology, which, I don't know. I think I told you when we talked about it, I don't use the word cringe very often, but the apology was cringe. It was, it was super bad. It wasn't an apology, which, it doesn't make any difference to me, but, shocker, Liver King was on PEDs.
I will say, when we first started the Absolute Unit group chat, this was before we even started the podcast, and before you were even in the group chat.
I
would sometimes, when we first started, I would send out a picture of some weightlifter or athlete or some figure who was just absolutely yoked, and I would just say something like about this guy who's an absolute unit or whatever. And early on, I sent out the Liver King, and I said, "This is Liver King." They call him the Liver King because his livers are so shot from all the steroids he's taken. So I just want to put that out there that I was not fooled.
Yeah.
But, I think it goes to show, like, when we're talking about an absolute unit, we're, as Christians, approaching as something much more, not less than, but much more than just physical strength. And it comes out two ways in the Liver King story. One, just the simple fact that he was lying to everybody for all these years. You know, if he was just honest and saying, you know, in what he was doing, that'd be one thing. But the fact that he lied in order to, you know, sell product and all these other things is obviously unethical and not the mark of a true absolute unit, because an absolute unit is more than just the physical strength. It's the whole man being disciplined and submitted to God and having those good, honest, masculine traits like honesty and forthrightness and discipline and character. And he obviously lacked that. And you see it also in his, what passes for sorry excuse for an apology.
Yeah.
You know, as a man, we're going to fail. We're going to sin. We're going to make mistakes. And so when we confess those, we just want to be straight up and say, yeah, I failed here. I sinned. Or I messed up here. And there's no excuse, and it's my fault, on and so forth. And that requires strength to be able to do that, to be able to apologize biblically. That's someone who is weak can't apologize straightforwardly. You know, they got to make all kinds of excuses.
Yeah, yeah, and he did.
Yeah. The other part of it, too, is the fall of Liver King has been an opportunity for the bug eating soy boys to really pile on, and they're loving it because this is their opportunity to show their moral superiority.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah.
The fact is, Liver King he's kind of a snake of a guy, not an upright guy.
Oh, he's a charlatan.
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, he's still jacked.
Yeah.
he's got that part right in the sense of he does work hard, even though he's taken a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. He works hard. You know, I don't know if he really just only eats all that stuff he says, but
no
I'm
idea.
Sure he eats pretty good.
Yeah.
And the answer is not to swing to the other side and say, well, it doesn't matter. See, they're all fake. There's no use in, you know, there's no natural good way to do it. So why even bother?
Yeah.
You know, this is all a joke.
Yeah.
So we don't want to do that either.
Yeah, but is there, you know, for the guys that asked the question, is there a healthy or appropriate middle ground? You know, can you take supplements or you know, PEDs, performance enhancing drugs, in a beneficial way?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, you know, I don't know all the data that's in it. I know what I hear, that there are ways that you can go about it if that's something that you're into. It's not something that I have ever been into, just in terms of taking like SARMs or TRTs. You know, I think that I hear guys say there are, you know, good, healthy, appropriate ways that you can do that with the advice or counsel of a physician, and, you know, just, you know, measuring out proper dosages and things like that. And so, but beyond that, you know, I don't really know. I wouldn't be able to say, yeah, you can take this one and this one, don't take that one or that one. But ultimately, you know, the thing I would say is just, just work hard, do the work, do the thing, and be disciplined in it. And so, you know, if you don't have to resort to those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you know, I think the question that begs to be asked is why? You know, why do you need to take them?
Yeah.
You know, what's the end goal? Is it to just have this amazing physique that everyone can see? You know, or what is it? You know, if it's, you know, if you're trying to, as we've said, if, you know, you're trying to achieve, you know, this absolute unit status of just being a fully complete man who's strong and competent and able to lead and protect and provide and do all of those things that we've talked about, then you don't need them.
Yeah.
Just work hard. You know, eat smart. You know, just clean up your diet and start throwing up some weight, and you'll start losing it.
Yeah.
And you'll feel good, and it'll be enough.
Yeah. The other thing too is, like, you know, I find a lot of inspiration just from, you know, young Arnold Schwarzenegger or, you know, Joey Swole, guys like that, who are fun guys, who are just really great. Just, I don't know, just, they're just so jacked, and it's so inspiring, and yet fully aware those guys are on all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, was with Schwarzenegger in his young days and all that. So, like, you can still look at some of these guys, like a Joey Swole or whatever, and really just, you know, enjoy him, appreciate him, you know, find some inspiration there with that, while understanding this guy's taking a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, this is not, you know, a realistic thing that I'm going to look like going all natural. And that's okay. And I can still find, you know, inspiration, for lack of a better word, you know, from that. And just max out what God has given me to max out and make the best of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's the fall Liver King there, and
we'll see. Surprise. We'll see what happens. See if he's able to bounce back.
If he can rise again.
I'm intrigued. Yeah, if he's gonna be like the Phoenix and rise from the ashes. Time will tell.
Yep. So one of his ancestral tenets, I believe, has to do with, I don't know exactly what the tenet is. Is it just sunlight, or is it specific to sunning the balls? Because he was a huge advocate of that.
Yeah.
And that's been a fun topic of conversation. I don't know if fun's the right word. That and, like, red light therapy, or, you know, sunning your junk through the red light therapy. What are some of your thoughts on the red light? So, first of all, what is red light therapy? It's obviously these red, was it like a low infrared type light?
Yeah, it's a synthetic light.
And there's a lot of speculation on what it's good for. Like, you know, if you just do basic red light therapy, people say, like, well, it can be good for different skin, healing of skin. I don't know if disease is the right word, but, you know, like scars. Some people say, like, acne or...
Yeah, wrinkles, stretch marks.
Wrinkles.
Yeah. yeah, well, the thing is that I don't know how new it is, but I know that there's not been a lot of research done on it in terms of its effectiveness. And I think some of the claims that are made with red light therapy are probably true, that, mm-hmm. you know, it probably does help. Certainly with skin condition in terms of elasticity and things like that, because it is simulating sunlight, and so your skin is going to benefit from that. But does it do all of the things that it claims to do, or like that people claim that it does? And I just don't know. I'll be honest. My suspicion is no, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But there just hasn't been enough research or data put forth to show that it does in fact do all of the things that the claims you know are being put forth, and virtually everywhere that I've looked, that's been the consensus. It's just like we don't know. Maybe it does, but we don't know. There's not been any research done
I think there's been a good deal of probably appropriate suspicion in terms of the things that it doesn't do, in terms of what were they, reversing the effects of skin cancer,
dementia,
things of that nature. I mean, I can understand where that's coming from, because it's not something that we've talked about much, or at least enough, is the benefit of getting vitamin D through direct sunlight on bare skin. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenal thing that everyone should do. Preferably first thing in the morning, as soon as you get up, just try to get as much sunlight on bare skin as you can, because it does in fact help with things like collagen production, and it does help with inflammation. Mm-hmm. In the body and the joints, and so you should do it. Do the
good
the
for
red
testosterone.
Light testosterone, absolutely. Do the red light therapy lamps do this? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And certainly there's probably a difference too among the quality of red light lamps that you can get for your home and stuff. And
so I would imagine
that would certainly be something to do some research into if you're doing it or thinking about doing it, because I'm sure not all are created equal in terms of their effectiveness.
I would imagine so, yeah.
So
I guess my advice would be try it, see what it does.
Yeah, do your own research. And
the good thing is that there doesn't appear to be any evidence that there are any negative side effects from it.
I saw one thing that said some side effects, people have reported some skin burns from falling asleep in red light. Like, well, no, duh.
Yeah, don't do that.
Go figure.
Yeah, but apart from that, I don't think there's really any negative side effects that have been put forth. So, if that's what you need to do for whatever reason, give it a try, see what happens. Report back, share that information. I'd love to know. But otherwise, just try to get outside, or, sit in front of an open window, or mm-hmm. whatever you got to do, get some sun.
Yeah. And one aspect of this that has been going around in weird corners of, the fit world. I don't know the term. I don't know if manosphere is the right term. Is the, well, from Liver King too, would be the sunning of the balls. And some people do that under a red light therapy. And so that obviously would be for the purpose of, they claim, boosting testosterone and stuff. One article I was like, read, this guy was like, I put sunlight, red light on my balls, and testosterone increased 3 times.
Well, I think the argument being put forth is that, this is an area of the body that does host a large number of blood vessels and nerves. And so I think, if memory serves me right, that provides, certain nutrients, in this case, vitamin D, directly to your junk, and you just become, just an ultra He-Man as a result.
So one of the questions that's come up around this is, one of the hot debates, is this gay? Is this homoerotic? Red light therapy, your manhood. Do you have a take on that?
Is it
that you want to put out here on public record?
You're gonna put me on the spot. Is it gay? I don't know. It depends. I lean towards, it doesn't seem to be not gay. But that's just me. I'm all for, doing new things and doing what you got to do, to get the work done. But this one just doesn't really make any sense to me.
Yeah.
You've got skin all over your body that is primed to absorb vitamin D from the sun. I just don't think that this is something that you need to do.
Yeah. And the thing about it that makes me uncomfortable, and it makes me almost uncomfortable to say it, but is the position that one would have to get into to participate in this activity is a very vulnerable position.
Yeah, it's like a defeated dog position. You're on your back, your legs are up and spread. And so, like, man, I don't know. Like, I guess it's kind of one of those things that you're like, I don't, like, it sounds, it's so crazy, it sounds like it almost could be true. You know, because the claims that are being made is just like, hey, man, like, 30 seconds, just like, you know, on your junk, on, you know, on your taint and on your butthole, and like, that's all it takes, 30 seconds, and like, you just absorb so much more energy and vitamin D from sunlight. And I'm just like,
is it worth it?
Yeah, like, what's the trade-off? Like, what's the, I mean, is it truly that, you know, is the ROI that great that, you know, and I just, I, you know, it's one of those things that you're like, I'm going to be honest, like, I'm intrigued by it, but not to the point where I've tried it yet.
I am a little bit suspicious that this whole movement of ball sunning could potentially be a psyop.
Okay.
To I like where this is get going. Masculine men, men who are trying to reclaim their testosterone and masculinity, to just totally emasculate themselves by putting them in this insane position that I can't imagine any primal human beings doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a total joke that's been psyoped on us, so the other side can just laugh and say, look at these guys who claim to be so strong and manly. Look at them now. They're all in this interesting position.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there might be something to that.
I don't know. I don't know.
The thing about it is
like,
that...
Go ahead.
That... In some of the reading that I did and saying, like, you know, is there any research out there to support this? And the response was three words, not at all. And so, like, the jury is definitely still out on this. And, you know, again, man, if it's one of those things that you're interested in and want to try, then, you know, certainly you should do it alone. And, you know, just be careful.
I'm concerned it could be a type of thing that makes me, that's similar to the sons of Jacob when they convinced the men of Shechem to circumcise themselves.
Right, right.
And when they were down, sinfully, I think it was Levi and Judah, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah.
Goes through and just slaughters the guys.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's a play being run on us here that we ought to be wary of.
Yeah, I think there might be something to that. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I just can't envision any self-respecting dude just like sprawling out and, you know, even for 30 seconds and, you know, just bearing it all, spread eagle, getting some sun on his nethers.
Wow. Yes. I hope you haven't been listening to this with young children, because they're definitely traumatized if they understand what's
being
said.
They should
be. Oh, man. Wow.
You know, but again, like, is it unsafe? I mean, it definitely could be. I don't think, like, absolutely it's not unsafe. But, you know, this is an area of your body that is not... primed or accustomed to receiving direct sunlight for extended periods of time. And so, especially if you were of the lighter persuasion, then yeah, I would just use a great deal of caution, because I can't imagine there being a worse place on your body to get a sunburn.
To that point, it's almost against nature. Like, it's the place where the sun don't shine. You know, that's God made that place to be covered, and you know,
I like it.
I don't know. Well, anything else you want to say on that? I feel like that's good.
No, nah, man, take. That's it. That's all I got on the ball sun. Yeah. You know, again, Man, I don't know. Like, if you try it, maybe report back. Maybe don't. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe don't. I don't know. Maybe there. I mean, who knows the long term effects? It could be years down the road.
Could be. Yeah,
who knows?
Could be.
The jury's still out. So, well, what have you been listening to this week in your workouts?
Oh man, anything good? Yes, I have been listening to some new music that I discovered. Well, new to me, and you're not gonna like it. It's a band called After the Burial.
Hmm.
This is one of the most
I like the name
for you guys that are into real metal, and Joshua knows why I'm saying that. This is the most innovative metal band I've ever listened to. Like, they're just wild. They're doing lots of crazy stuff, and it's lots of fun. So After the Burial, go check them out. I already shared it with some of you guys on Twitter, and you're liking it, and some other guys had already listened to it, and it's like, oh yeah, I concur. Yeah, so good stuff.
Nice. Well, I've been going back on the Project 86 mm-hmm. albums this week, really, and yeah. and coincidentally, they had a new single come out Friday. So I like Project 86.
I haven't listened to Project 86 since high school, probably.
Yeah. Well, they've had albums since then, so
yeah. I liked them in high school.
Do we have a absolute unit challenge? And this is Christmas week. We are a week away from Christmas. And so there's going to be some feasting going on. So yep. Feast well. Enjoy it. Have a great time with your celebrations, with your family and friends. But we're still going to be working hard while we're enjoying that. So do we have a challenge?
Yeah. So the challenge is another kind of body weight inspired challenge. And that is with the workouts that you're hopefully still getting in, that at the end of your workout, do an extended L-sit. And if you don't know what an L-sit is, it is where you would take like some dip bars if you have them, or if you're at the gym, or just some furniture, chairs, whatever you have around the house, where you can, on each side of you, hold yourself up with locked out arms, and there's nothing underneath your legs, nothing for you to sit on. And then you just bring your legs, your feet out in front of you, and your body forms an L shape. And then you just hold that for as long as you can.
So your legs are going to be parallel to the ground.
Legs are parallel to the ground, out in front of you, toes up, back up straight, shoulders back. You know, really try to lock out and engage the core. And you're going to feel this one.
So just hold it as long as you can.
Hold as long as you can.
What's a good typical hold that you can do?
I mean, it's going to depend. For me, gosh, yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know.
Okay. Let's see who can do it the longest.
Okay.
In good form.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proper form is going to be key. Keep the elbows locked out, arms straight, legs out in front of you. They're going to start sagging, the legs. As you hold it, you're going to notice like they're going to get lower and lower until you can't hold it anymore. So, yeah, just set the timer on your phone. See how long you can hold it. If you're in the absolute unit chat, drop it in there. You know, share it with us on Twitter, wherever else you're at.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Well, we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And next time you hear from us, it'll be after Christmas. So until then, we hope this helps as you make gains for the new Christendom. So until next time, happy lifting.